This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, YouTube launches its new app called YouTube Kids. Part of the idea is that this way, parents won't have to worry about little Timmy witnessing some internet darkness that changes him forever, like Rick Astley singing about his relationship issues. But if YouTube was itself a kid-friendly cartoon, its eyeballs would be reflecting dollar signs right now, Sabri Benashour reports.
Kids programming.
Patrick and I are practicing our favorite noises.
It's entertaining for kids, sometimes educational, and most importantly, it can turn this into this.
Just me and my dad.
That's not new, but with the advent of the tablet, parents could get their kids to shut up, be entertained and educated anywhere, anytime.
What we're seeing now is the emergence of a new set of players based on the mobile, tablet, and digital online pathways.
John Rose is a partner at Boston Consulting Group. He's talking about streaming and on-demand platforms like YouTube or Netflix that let kids watch what they want, when they want, how they want. The stationary TV doesn't really make sense to them.
The fact that kids are really digital natives means that there's an opportunity to reach them on those mobile platforms that didn't previously exist.
James Steyer is CEO of Common Sense Media. They reviewed YouTube's Kids app. So kids will get short programs, long programs, games, and YouTube can make lots of money. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.